03456060973. Tweet at LBC. Text 84850. Ollie Mann on LBC.
Yes, good evening. This is LBC and I am Ollie Mann, sitting in for Ian Collins again tonight until 10 p.m. It's Saturday night, so we will be doing the news panel after 9 p.m, our weekly roundtable look forward to the big stories that will make the news this week on LBC. And as ever, at 8:30 we'll be doing the tech news and your gadget questions. So all of that to come later on the show. After 8, I want to ask you if you've noticed a rise in Islamophobia since the attacks in Paris. This after the news that mosques in London have been sent death threats, apparently, over the past week. But first, I want to ask you this question, and it came as a shock to me to even be asking it. Should the NHS be giving contraceptive implants to people under the age of consent? I'm asking this because figures released this afternoon, it's a result of a Freedom of Information request made by Mail Online, show that thousands of girls under the age of 16, including three kids aged 10, have been given the contraceptive implant since 2010. Now, for those of you who aren't even familiar with the contraceptive implant, and I'll be absolutely honest with you, I wasn't. But apparently this is a very mainstream thing. As soon as I mentioned it, a girl in the office said, "Oh yeah, I've got that," and showed me on her arm. So obviously it is quite a common thing. But this is Nexplanon in particular, a slow-release contraceptive device. You have it implanted into your arm, and then it... I won't go into all of the science, but basically it stops the release of an egg from your ovary in terms of the way it regulates progesterone into your body. And it lasts for 3 years. Once you've had it implanted, you get 3 years of 99% efficacy, slow-release contraception. Brilliant for grown women, isn't it? But the idea that the NHS is giving the contraceptive implant to anyone under the age of consent struck me when I read the figures as slightly outrageous. How do you react to it? 03456060973. I want to break it down for you, the statistics, and this is over the last 5 years, since 2010. The statistics are that 6,208 15-year-olds have been given the contraceptive implant, 3,032 14-year-old girls, 281 13-year-old girls, 53 12-year-old girls, one girl of 11, and three girls of 10. Now, obviously, just by the nature of those statistics, you can see that the cases in which it's been given to a 10-year-old is very rare. And I imagine it's not a decision that is taken lightly, and I imagine that there may be all sorts of dark things going on in the background as to why that decision might be taken, including young girls that have found themselves victims of sexual abuse and everything else. Nonetheless, it's a shocking statistic, isn't it, that anyone aged 10 is being given an implant in their arm so they can't get pregnant on the NHS. That was my instinctive response. It's outrageous. I think if children are being abused, then that's a matter for the law, not medics. And, of course, there's the risk to themselves as well, not only of further abuse, but actually just on a very base level of STDs. If you're using contraceptive that's implanted in your arm rather than barrier protection, obviously you can still get a sexually transmitted disease. And perhaps not every 10 and 11-year-old is on top of that information. However, you know, since I read this story a couple of hours ago, I've been thinking about it. I knew I was going to come on the radio and talk about it. This is the thing that I struggle with. I support nurses handing out condoms in schools because we know that despite the fact we have the age of consent at 16, we know that there are people under that age who are having sex. And to be honest, when they're having sex with each other, of course it's concerning, but it's not the same issue as when they're having sex with adults. And if they're using condoms, obviously that's better than using nothing at all. And I suppose I support GPs putting underage girls on the pill as well, if they're 15, I suppose, if that's necessary. I suppose I'd support that rather than not putting them on the pill at all. So is there a moral distinction then? You know, if I'm happy for nurses to hand out condoms in school, but I seem to find it outrageous that the NHS is paying to give the contraceptive implant to people under the age of consent, is there a moral distinction there? Why am I struggling with this? And I think it must be that it's the long-term nature of it. It lasts 3 years. You're putting something in a little girl's arm, which is really for women who are of the age of sexual consent, that means they can't get pregnant for 3 years. It seems so drastic, it seems wrong. But I want to see both sides of this, and I want to know how you react to it, so I want to have your calls. 0345 6060 973, the number to call. My question, should the NHS be giving the contraceptive implant to anyone under the age of consent? You can text me 84850, you can tweet me at LBC, or you can email me Ollie, that's OLLY, at lbc.co.uk. Well, let's talk now to Helen Knox, who's the founder of sexplained.com. She's a clinical nurse specialist in contraception and sexual health. Good evening, Helen.
Good evening.
Hi, thank you for making the time for us. What was your reaction when you saw these statistics today?
Well, they were a bit shocking, yes. I understand where you're coming from with that, but I also know that the younger ones are definitely not going to be getting it for no reason. And they're either, it will be given with safeguarding concerns highlighted all the way through. The ones of 15, that's slightly, well, that's considerably different from the 10-year-olds. Mm. Anyone under the age of 13 having sex is statutory rape anyway. And it's a totally different situation. And I don't think any of us would want that happening.
Can you imagine a scenario, Helen, can you imagine a scenario, though, where it is an appropriate thing to do with a 10 or an 11-year-old? Explain to me, because as you say, if someone aged 10 or 11 is having, I suppose you could call it intercourse, but really, as you say, we'd probably think of it as rape.
It's abuse.
Then,
yeah,
yes,
it's abuse and it is rape.
If that is happening, then obviously the first port of call should be to have the offenders arrested and to prevent it happening again. Why would you give them a contraceptive device?
The child should also be removed from the situation. It's not just, methods are not just used for contraception. They may be used for menstrual control in one way or another as well. Mm. So there's a chance that it might be related to that. It will be an individual decision that before anyone is given an implant. It's never just given willy-nilly. And it is also very much more safe as a method than someone using pills incorrectly and risking getting pregnant. It's a case of missing a pill and risking a pregnancy or having an implant in situ where they're not going to be able to miss it, although other things can interact with it, then if it was your child, what would you want them to do? It's an incredibly difficult situation. And there are definitely, for anyone under the age of 16, actually under the age of 18, we now routinely ask a considerable number of questions about the background that they're living within.
Is there,
it's never just given willy-nilly.
Are you surprised by the amount of 15-year-olds, though? Because you're right, let's park the under-13-year-olds.
No, not 15-year-olds.
No, so 6,208 girls opting to have a semi-permanent contraceptive device implanted into their
arm. It's completely reversible, and it can be taken out if they're having problems with it. But again, that can maybe see those 6,000 girls go through their O-levels, their A-levels, and towards university, and then change it and have another one where they might otherwise miss a pill, have the dilemma of do they have a pregnancy or do they have a termination, and let alone the disease side of it is completely separate because it's only condoms that can protect against, that give dual protection against diseases and pregnancy.
Okay, Helen, thank you for joining us. Helen Knox there, founder of sexplained.com, clinical nurse specialist in contraception and sexual health. Well, she just put the question there, which I imagine a lot of parents will find resonating around their heads as they hear these statistics, which say that thousands of young girls under the age of 16 have been given the contraceptive implant since 2010. She asked the question, if it was your daughter, and I'm not a father, so I can only imagine, But she said, if it was your daughter, what would you prefer? Would you prefer her to have the difficult decision of whether to continue with a pregnancy or get a termination at the age of 15 or 16? Or would you prefer that she was using contraception? And I suppose the answer, if you are a father or indeed a mother, is, well, of course, I'd rather that she didn't get pregnant in the first place, but I'd much rather not have to think about it at all. Is there a squeamishness in our society about talking around children having sex with each other? You know, well, obviously, I'm not talking here about situations of abuse, but when two 16-year-olds have sex, when a 15-year-old has sex with a 16-year-old, those grey areas that, you know, the age of consent is not necessarily, to be honest, enforced in the sense that someone's going to go to prison for that offence, even though technically they are under the age of consent. In those situations, is it appropriate for the NHS to give them a contraceptive implant that lasts for 3 years? 0345 6060 973. How would you feel about your teenager approaching a medical centre and being offered this device, perhaps without your permission? This is LBC. I'm Ollie Mann, sitting in for Ian Collins. It's 6:46. This is my